Allahu Akbar.
In Khan Yunis, Palestinians on Saturday prayed over the bodies of some of the latest victims of Israeli strikes and gunfire. Awad Abu Agala, the uncle of some of the victims, says they were targeted in the dark of night while they were inside their tents. Hospital officials say some of the at least 25 killed were also searching for food aid. Hikmat Fujo, the aunt of some of the children killed, says killing children, this is forbidden. Aren't they too innocent to die? Months of Israeli restrictions on food and medical supplies entering Gaza are causing starvation, which Israel calls an outright lie. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister says Gaza City could be destroyed in a new military operation that's perhaps days away. I'm Donna Warder.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.